A stampede at the funeral for top military commander Qassem Soleimani killed at least 32 people and injured 190 others. Tens of thousands of people had gathered to honor Soleimani in his hometown of Kerman before his burial, following similar ceremonies this week in Tehran and other cities. The state media reports said the burial was postponed following the stampede. Soleimani's killing last week in a U.S. airstrike has sparked fears of a wider conflict as the United States and Iran threaten strong responses to each other's actions. Robert O'Brien is the White House National Security Advisor.
As long as there are bad actors in the world, there are always threats to Americans, and the Iranians have been making many threats to the United States over the past several days. We take those seriously, and we're watching and monitoring them.
Defense Secretary Mark Esper said Monday that the United States is not withdrawing troops from Iraq, with a top U.S. military officer explaining that a letter from a senior military officer that appeared to suggest withdrawal was a poorly worded mistake. Jackie Quinn has more.
Pentagon officials are now saying it was a mistake that a draft of a letter was released that discussed a U.S. troop departure from Iraq. Defense Department officials were scrambling to do damage control Monday, and Joint Chiefs Chairman Mark Milley says, quote, "Nobody's leaving. There's no onward movement. Honest mistake." The draft, addressed to an official at the Iraqi Ministry of Defense, said U.S. troops would be repositioning forces to prepare for onward movement, adding, "We respect your sovereign decision to order our departure." Defense Secretary Mark Esper says the U.S. has been repositioning troops because of the increased threats from Iran, and that letter was meant to coordinate with the Iraqi military. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
This is VOA News. Exhausted firefighters in Australia are taking advantage of a change